You've heard of him. My name's Scott B. Smith, Jr. Give me time to get my voice down right, and I won't be trembling because I'm talking before you. I'm going to change it somewhat and mention different ones I met in SNCC. Changing somewhat to say right now, I did not agree with being nonviolent. I did not, and I do not, even today, agree to be nonviolent. You lay your motherfucking hands on me, and you belong to me. Old as I am, I believe in going down fighting. I had a great deal of difficulty with the civil rights leaders as they expounded constantly about nonviolence while we getting shot at, chased. Sometimes different ones were beaten. I didn't like that. I didn't like different ones in SNCC, such as John Lewis and Foreman, crying about nonviolence and being nonviolent. But today I say right now, if we had been revolutionary, truly revolutionary, and therefore carried ourselves in another kind of manner, participating in guerrilla warfare similar to what happened in Detroit, Michigan when the riots went up, Obama right now would not be president. This country would not elect him to be president with the people that he represented as a base coming from as being an African and also American. They would not accept him at all. He would not even gotten far close to the door. I really resented a great deal the times I had spent with Hardy, Fry, who I met in jail. He was a different kind of man. He was a fighter. He still is a fighter. That's why I admired him. Hardy fighter. And I know that. He called on me. I'm ready for a fight. No problem. Rosette mentioned my name. I'm coming. Carolyn, friend of mine, got married to her, was on a trip of going to Chicago while we were in a car with two white women going through Alabama to get to Chicago to visit our relatives and friends. We got in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago where I'm from, born and raised. We were confronted by some Blackstone Rangers. In the car, we had our guns, our shotguns, our 30-30s, and our pistols, because we had to get out of Dodge at that time in Alabama. We were traveling with these two ladies. Eventually, because of the relationship, we both got married to both of them. They were very good, strong women, strong, got guts. They would back their men up. You don't have that nowadays in American families. Women turn the man back on a man in a minute because she's concerned one thing, but I should pay that credit card. I met Willie Peacock in Greenville, Mississippi. People say he was crazy because Peacock was mad because he had shotgunned the house up and threw some firebombs against it. And all those in SNCC were trying to tell Peacock, don't get angry. No. Be nice. No, we got to be nonviolent. And Peacock was screaming, but let's go get them, son of a bitches. I admired him for that. Still do today. Because he was willing to put his life on the line to go all the way, not halfway, not talking bull, but go all the way. Jimmy Rogers, I knew he would back me up when the deal came down, push come to shove. We left that car. We were stopped by these Blackstone Rangers. There's somebody that's lady here right now knows very well, and she probably met him and worked with him in Wilcox County and saved our lives. A fellow named James Austin. James Austin was a member of the Blackstone Rangers with Stokely Carmichael. And he told the guys there, it was a massive crowd of fellows about the robbers, to back off. I did not intend to go down fighting my own race. Never have, never will. I say to the youth, Look for the courage you have inside to go against the grain and go against the grain and learn more about yourself than any other time. You take care of yourself. I wish you the best. We're going to have a celebration pretty soon. Sorry if I got a little misty-eyed, a little emotional on you. But, hell, it's been a damn good life. I had a good damn time. I seen a president I never thought I'd see before in office. I seen changes going through this country right now that never thought in my life I would see. I've lost two women I've been married to, trying to raise your grandfather to some other children. But look, you have one life to live. If you don't live it to the fullest, your mother should have killed you way back.